Time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. If you have your Bible, you may want to turn to the book of Ezekiel. We're studying that prophet. And thou was, in the days of Ezekiel, false teachers. Note the three P's. False prophets, false priests, and false preachers. Well, we read in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 1, that there arose false prophets among the people, as among you also there shall be false teachers who will privately bring in destructive heresies. The problems of false prophets and false priests and false preachers of Ezekiel's day continue unto our day. And so we're going to study that phenomena here in just a moment as we begin the Warren County Radio Bible School. I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies, and I hope you'll consider attending with us on Wednesday evening. It's in the middle of the week, in that evening at 7 p.m., we gather together for a community heart-to-heart Bible study. And you'll be welcome to be part of that study and even to participate as you please as we go through the Bible, studying it in that manner, when using kind of as a guide to that study, that publication we send out, Heart to Heart, House to House, that many of you probably receive in the mail. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's turn to Elam's notes for the Sunday schools of June the 8th, 1924, as we continue our study of this prophet Ezekiel. And Elam wrote, false and covetous and iniquitous priests and prophets were largely in the majority at times, and they were responsible for the downfall both of northern Israel and of southern Judah. This is clearly seen by reading the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. In Isaiah chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, we read, therefore my people are gone into captivity for lack of knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitudes are parched with thirst. Therefore Sheol hath enlarged her desire and opened its mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth among them descended into it. Many prophets ran whom God did not send. They taught falsehoods, the deceit of their own hearts. But if they had stood in God's counsel and had caused the people to hear God's words, they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Let me read to you from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, beginning in verse 23. Or rather, beginning in verse 21 and down to the end of the chapter at verse 40. I sinned not these prophets, yet they ran. I spake not unto them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, then had they caused my people to hear my words, and had turned them from their evil way, and from their evil doings. Jeremiah 23:23. Am I a God at hand, saith Jehovah, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places so that I shall not see him, saith Jehovah? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith Jehovah? I have heard what the prophets have said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies, even the prophets of the deceit of their own heart, that they think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers forget my name for Baal? The prophet that hath dreamed, that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the straw to the wheat, saith Jehovah? Is not my word like fire, saith Jehovah, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I'm against the prophet, saith Jehovah, that steal my words every one from his neighbor. Behold, I'm against the prophet, saith Jehovah, that useth their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I'm against them that prophesy lying dreams, saith Jehovah, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their vain boastings. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them, neither do they profit this people at all, saith Jehovah. Jeremiah 23:33. And when this people, or the prophet, or a priest, shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of Jehovah? Then shalt thou say unto them, what burden? I will cast you all, saith Jehovah. And as for the prophet, and the priest, and the people that shall say, the burden of Jehovah, even I will punish that man and his house. Thus shall ye say every one to his neighbor and every one to his brother, what hath Jehovah answered? What hath Jehovah spoken? And the burden of Jehovah shall ye mention no more, for every man's own word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living God, of Jehovah, of hosts, our God. Thus shalt thou say to the prophet, what hath Jehovah answered thee, and what hath Jehovah spoken? But if ye say the burden of Jehovah, therefore thus saith Jehovah, because ye say this word, the burden of Jehovah, and I have sent unto you, saying, ye shall not say the burden of Jehovah, therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you, and I will cast you off, and the city that I gave unto you and to your fathers away from my presence, and I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. And therefore we see, from the prophet Jeremiah, we dare not say, I have received this burden from the Lord, when we have not received it of the Lord. Many in their own imaginations think they receive special revelations from God and would rather teach their imaginations and their dreams and their own thoughts and ideas rather than preach the Word of God. We cannot go wrong in preaching and teaching the Word of God. But if we run off after our own testimonies and our own speculations and our own ideas and attribute them to the Holy Spirit, we are as guilty as those false prophets of Jeremiah's day. They should have recognized those prophets in those old days as false prophets. They were drinking their liquor. We read in Isaiah chapter 28 in verse 7, and even these reel with wine and stagger with strong drink. The priest and the prophet reel with strong drink. They're swallowed up of wine. They swagger with strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. These false prophets and these false priests were preaching and teaching for hire. We read in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 13, for from the least of them even to the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness, and from the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. In the book of Micah, chapter 3, beginning in verse 9, we read, hear this, I pray you, ye heads of the house of Jacob, and ye rulers of the house of Israel, that abhor justice and pervert all equity. They build up Zion with blood, and Jerusalem with iniquity. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet they lean upon Jehovah and say, Is not Jehovah in the midst of us? No evil shall come upon us. Therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of a forest. By reading the references given in many other similar passages, it will be seen how very wicked the priests and prophets were at times, and how their corruption led to the corruption and downfall of the people. The first 10 verses of the chapter from which this lesson is taken show not only the duty of shepherds to heal the sick and strengthen the weak and bind up the brokenhearted and bring back that which is driven away and seek that which was lost and desire in every way the good of the flock, but also the wicked failure of priests and prophets to do this. They clothe themselves with wool and fasten upon the fatlings. God's sheep become scattered upon all the face of the earth and wandered upon the hills and through the mountains and became food for a wild beast. And for these causes God was against the shepherd and declared he would remove them and would deliver the sheep from their mouths. I need to stop and go back and read that to you. It's found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, the first 10 verses, where it says, And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, even to the shepherds, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Woe unto the shepherds of Israel, that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the sheep? Ye eat the fat, and clothe ye with the wool, ye kill the fatlings, but ye feed not the sheep. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought back that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with rigor have ye ruled over them. And they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became food for the beast of the field, and were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains, and upon every high hill. Yea, my sheep were scattered upon all the face of the earth, and there was none that did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of Jehovah. As I live, saith the Lord Jehovah, surely forasmuch as my sheep became a prey, and my sheep became food to all the beasts of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my sheep, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my sheep. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of Jehovah. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Behold, I'm against the shepherds. And I will require my sheep at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the sheep. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more. I will deliver my sheep from their mouth, that they may not be food for them. As in that day of Ezekiel, so also today God's people err through lack of knowledge. And there are teachers who seek the fat and the fleece and not the good of the flock. There is widespread complaint that not a few preachers are failing to preach the word and to teach all things that pertain to life and godliness, and to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered to the saints. Jude verse 3. Well, we're going to continue this in the next class. So make sure to tune in to the Warren County Radio Bible School.